It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That means it's time for Tom and Shane in Business and Politics. And there we are, our smiling faces glaring back at you. Happy to have you with us this morning. And hey, why not take just a minute to subscribe, ring the notification bell so you'll always be notified of our next podcast, whatever time zone you're in, wherever you live. And just click the button down there under the video or down in the lower right-hand corner. And also, if you like to support us monetarily, Patreon. Now, there's a link in the description below. We'll do all kinds of great things for you if you do that. We do these on StreamYard if you'd like to do this yourself. We have a free version link in the description below. Check that out. Shane and I also write on Medium.com. Medium.com. There's a link to our articles in the description below, so we hope you'll take advantage of that. And today we want to talk about, will streaming kill the NFL? And that's the question of the day, Shane. Will streaming kill the NFL? Go.
Yes, indeed. And the answer to it is absolutely. The golden age of football is over. We'll go through the numbers today to make it clear to everyone where the NFL stands. We warned about this, oddly enough, 5 years ago, back in 2017, before COVID. We warned about the branding collapse because of the kneeling issue and, you know, Black Lives Matter and the claim that, you know, there weren't enough blacks in football. All ghost arguments. So the brand was already on its knees. COVID comes along, doesn't help it out. They started providing an NFL channel on cable networks. I have one. I've had one for 7 years, I think. So you can watch games that are on that the NFL channel I have chooses. It's a package, so I don't pay a lot. But back, there's several things about this that are important. Number one, in 2020 and even 2019, we started warming up to the fact that streaming was not going to work. Anybody that was in any of the network stocks, cable stocks, get out, don't invest, because this was going to go down the tubes. I mean, we saw the boondoggle with CNN and CNN Plus. I mean, that was an utter failure. And there's been other examples. ESPN being bought by Disney was great for their brand. But, you know, a lot of money was spent on that, which we'll go over separately from the networks and what they paid for contracts previously to this most recent deal that's been done.
Well, right now, the NFL signed media rights with CBS, NBC, Fox, ESPN, and Amazon for $110 billion over 11 years. That's $11 billion a year, according to advanced calculus. And that's going to go till 2033, Shane. The networks are going to be carrying these games, not streaming, but just carrying them live as they always have for the next 10 years. ESPN, obviously, you got to have cable for that. And Amazon Prime, you got to have cable and pay for that. So that's...
Well, here's where the numbers come in. So the 10-year contract with the same networks that ended in 2013, you know, from 2003 to 2000, it was 20.4 billion. So that's 2 billion. So it's half now. That was CBS, NBC, and Fox. ESPN had, broadcasted with them. But then from the contract from 2014 to 22, same networks paid 39.6 billion. So, you know, to go from 20 to almost 40 billion, you know, in the second contract that we're looking at, to now less than, you know, what you just said. I mean, what was the amount? I'm sorry.
$110 billion.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that's across the board. The other problem that they have, of course, is, there's about, 30-second advertisement on NBC. Sunday Night Football was, you know, $699,000.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night was about $550. And, those amounts are dropping dramatically. So just in the numbers with regards to amount of money you're looking at it's not a very good situation for the league in the long term, because they determined they'd go streaming, which they are on their own network. You know, they want $5, $4.99 a month. You know, basically, they're asking for what, $300-$400 a year, but people have been getting it for free from the very beginning. And even though it comes in cable packages for a lot of people, their cable packages aren't even that much. You know what I mean? Like they sort of missed the mark. And it's interesting that you noted, because CBS and CBS Entertainment Group, Paramount, they're 223 to 33 is 2.1 billion their share. NBC, Universal, NBC, and Comcast, their share is from same period, 2 billion. Amazon's Thursday night game for the same period, 10 years, 1 billion. And Yahoo, Verizon, 2018 to 22 was 450 million. But the problem that you have with this, this is really the tough one, is that, you know, when you look at this on the basis of, you know, who's watching, right? Like, demographics are everything in the game, right? Like you said, and unfortunately, for instance, we'll go with Amazon's deal for the Thursday night game. 15 million people watch the game across all the across the entire network. Mm-hmm. You know, all of them. But Amazon was promising, 12 million, viewers to their advertisers on their screen. Didn't even come close. I mean, it was 20% of that. So this will result in, ad income dropping for all these networks. Contracts will be put into some kind of realignment. And, good the family of the Denver Broncos sold to the Waltons, because, what a deal. $4.6 billion the Walton family paid for the Denver Broncos. Am I surprised? Absolutely. I can't believe they paid more than $2 billion for it. I can't believe they spent $1 billion on it. But I guess it doesn't matter when you're a billionaire, right?
Yeah. Well, let's look at some other things. One thing about the NFL that's kind of unusual is they share revenue equally. The TV, all licensing stuff they sell, everything except tickets at the ball game are split equally among all the teams. So Green Bay which is a nonprofit, the only one in the league, small markets like Green Bay, San Francisco, some of these other smaller cities can compete with New York and LA and all of those places. So
that's right. Just to throw this in, I don't mean to over, but I want to jump in on what you were saying. Incredibly, Green Bay is the only publicly held football team. All the people, the fans own shares that have season tickets. So they basically own the team. So if it comes up short, they got to come up with the money. But this was sort of resolved almost 50 years ago in their first, TV contracts. Yeah. And the reason, like you said, was because a lot of the teams have very small markets for advertising. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it had to be a shared deal, because what would have happened, instead of having 32 teams, you might still only have 6 or 10.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, the other thing, the NFL raised the salary cap 14% because of COVID. They didn't have anybody in the stands during those years. So they had to pay some of these high-class players a little more to attract the audience back, because the players on the field, quite honestly, is what determines whether or not you watch it or you don't.
That's right. In Canada, the Canadian Football League, the average salary in Canada is about $55,000 Canadian.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
In the United States, about $750,000. So all those linemen that do all the work, on defense and offense, those guys don't get paid bucks. It's the receivers, the quarterbacks, it's the running backs. Mm-hmm. It's the coaching staff makes more than a lot of the linemen do. So there's this imbalance of players' salaries, and always has been. But that's just been because of the rosters are so high. They have, you know, 68 guys on the team. So that you'll know they're having problems when the roster size, they'll say, oh, we don't need this many people. We're going to drop the roster size to 60 or 55. When that, when that's, that'll be a tell.
Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt that's going to happen because of injuries. You got to have people deep. But the NFL collective bargaining agreement for salaries runs until 2030, of course. And a one-year contract for a rookie, $705,000. I mean, that's a guy who plays on a regular basis. And the collective bargaining agreement for salaries is going up. And there are 41 players right now that make the minimum. The league minimum is $660,000. So you can't make less than that under the player's contract, no matter if you're sitting on the bench and never get to play. And they also pay the practice players, the people who get the teams ready for the game. They aren't on the actual team itself, but they're the practice team. They make $11,500 a week. That's $207,000 for 18 weeks, and the 2-year veterans get $15,477.20 for a week, and they can make up to a maximum of $19,900, so $358,200 for never playing in the game, Shane. So, go ahead.
Yeah, all that's going to disappear. Look, here's the deal. It's the same in basketball, same in hockey, same in baseball. The rosters are going to drop. The golden age of sports is over in America as we knew it growing up, you and I. The rosters will drop for two reasons. Money, number one. Number two, there's just too many free agents. You know, there's over 3,000 players coming out of college every year. So, you know, it's great to have a roster with a backup, but, you know, the guys from New England, and I won't mention the coach's name because I don't like
Belichick.
Anyway, the guy's a jerk. Anyway, a cheater, and, you know, and a liar. Anyway, having said all that, the bottom line is that you can have people come and walk off the field that are educated with a college degree. They're smart. I mean, when you have a playbook that's like, you know, 500 to 700 pages, and coaches have to put a couple of $100 bills in, you know, sections of it to find out if the guys read the whole thing. You know, that was one of that was a Belichick trick. Yeah. And he was the one who decided that unless you had an IQ of 120, he wouldn't even look at you. So now they all have to take IQ tests, not the ones they took with college or having finished college, but the one that Belichick has for him, and all the other leagues teams are doing the same thing because it works. You got to be smart as well as physical. It can't just be a physical game anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't think any professional sports team, you've got to have not only knowledge of the game. I mean, you know the rules, but also the how to react to those rules in certain situations. So, yeah, you got to have some brains to get there. It's not just physical prowess that will make you successful in any professional sport.
Well, we were excited to have this conversation because, you know, it's the first week of the NFL season. Watched a lot of the games on Sunday, a lot of ties, a lot of overtimes, a lot of bad football. You know, they attributed to the starters didn't play in the preseason games. Well, that's why they have preseason games, so they can.
Yeah.
Number two.
Well, they've also got to cut the team down.
Yeah. That's right. I watched the Monday night football game between Denver and Seattle because, you know, they did a big trade. Yeah. For the quarterback from Seattle to Denver and it was in Seattle. What a terrible game. I mean, it was just terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was terrible. It was decided by field goals because these guys can kick, you know, 50, 60 yards, number one. Yeah. Number two, the running backs, like Denver has this great running back, Carter, and they put this second string guy in three times at the goal line, and he fumbled twice and never got in. It's like the same thing happened with Seattle and reminds me of that Super Bowl play where, you know, They had the best linebacker in the entire league that had averaged 8 yards a game. They're on the 1.5 yard line, last play of the game. And instead of giving it to the bull moose to just go through and score and win the Super Bowl, they throw it on the line and it bounces in the air and a New England player grabs it. I mean, coaching is questionable. You know, and mm-hmm. some of these players just don't seem like they're upon the game, but that's my view. You know, when you watch a game, you want to be entertained, not disappointed. That's
Well,
you know, who's the best team to watch is like a Trump team. I mean, if you want may I use an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Best analogy in football. Who has the most fun, like Trump rallies? Kansas City. Now that guy, that quarterback, I mean, he can throw underarmed, overarmed, between his legs, running right, running left, you know, 40 yards, 50 yards, 70 yards, 10 yards. That's a great game. That's what people want to watch. You know, Kansas mm-hmm. City is going to do really well because they will help the networks. They will help mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch every Kansas City game. Mohan, mm-hmm. what's his name? The quarterback mm-hmm. The guy's incredible. He's what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 27. No, I know what you mean. I have his name.
And Bradley. You know, 45 and he's back again with Tampa Bay. I mean, that's how shallow the quarterback bench for the NFL is when you have, you know, over 100 quarterbacks out there that have gone through college and are sitting around at home or whatever. But, you know.
Yeah, but they don't have that experience.
They should be rotating quarterbacks like they should be rotating quarterbacks like they do running backs. Yeah, I mean, I'd have two quarterbacks that can pass and I'd have two quarterbacks that can run and hand off. You know, and so what the defense knows. You got the quarterback in there that's going to, you know, not pass. Who cares? You know, that's as much of the game as passing is. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that the management's missing it. Another number we want to go through real quickly is what the branding has done to hurt it. You know, some African-American player who was a nobody was adopted by a white couple, liberal couple in San Francisco. Raised in their home, went to the best high schools, went to, you know, the best college for football, and never had to work a day of his life. And then all of a sudden complains and says racism in the football, in NFL and U.S. I mean, he ruined the game. One guy in 7 years. Here's the numbers. Excuse me. 72% of the NFL today is African-American. And of that 72%, 6%. Is in the coaching staff or the staff that operates and runs the team. So this whole, you know, dog whistle we've listened to for, 10 years about not, you know, there's not a fair ratio. It's reverse discrimination. I mean, there's no Hispanics in football or basketball or even in hockey or, you know. So let's put that number to rest. Are you there? Oh, we lost Tom. So the other thing that I was looking at.
I'm here. I'm just didn't have myself on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Well, I get excited. I love doing this program. My adrenaline and my coffee, my happy cup.
There you go.
I get pumped. I feel like a coach on the sideline.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the streaming deal because I will be watching Kansas City and the Chargers tonight on Prime because I have Prime, not because of football, because I can buy a lot of crap that maybe is more expensive or less expensive, but I don't have to go to the friggin' store to get it. So I have Prime. But more and more people, you know, as I pointed out, I think when we were talking on the radio, that more people listen to us on their phone than they do on the radio or online. So more and more people are streaming everything. They're streaming concerts, they're streaming video, they're streaming all sorts of stuff. And it's just a given. What I would see is rather than buy packages, you'll pick the package you want. If you want to watch your team, you'll pick that package. The other thing is that a lot of these games aren't available overseas. Now, if they were streaming, they would be. they would be. Prime is overseas. Alibaba could get in on this. And,
yeah, but China,
the whole thing would be in China. So, and the advertisers would be there, of course. They'd advertise, and the markets would pay off. You know, if you want to have a game without ads, that would be pretty boring, I think, because you'd just be sitting there watching people walk around, you know, while they do an instant replay or whatever. So you might as well throw an ad in there for, you know, for variety.
Well, you know, by 2018, the sports platform in the United States was around $71 billion a year. It's grown, you know, significantly since its inception, you know, 70 years ago, or 101 years ago. But, you know, by next year, it'll grow to around $83 billion. Uh-huh. So as a business, it hasn't done bad. You know, it was established September 17th, 1920, 101 mm-hmm. years ago, and of course, Canton, Ohio. Its offices are in New York City. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodall, the commissioner, gets paid $27 million a year to do what? Nobody seems to know, except to stand in front of all the owners, you know, because the owners mm-hmm. basically make up, you know, the board of directors, so to speak, when they make decisions on it.
Yeah, so one of the things they're looking at is adding a 17th game. The players don't want that. The players' union doesn't want a 17th game, but the owners are looking for it for more revenue, more advertising, more ticket sales, more concessions, more everything.
Well, yeah, the season's broken down, has been. They've increased it over the years. I mean, when you and I were watching, it was a 10-game season.
Yeah.
You know, and today, sure, as you say, now it's 17. Mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, they want to extend it into December, rather, mm-hmm. for the playoffs, because the playoffs create huge revenue for them, because people tend, it's like, you know, elections. No one pays attention till mm-hmm. September.
So right? It's there, yeah.
A lot of people don't pay attention to football if they're not big fans until the playoffs, because mm-hmm. then they want to watch some good football. That's the other. It's good football. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have 3 weeks of playoffs, and then, and then they have the 2-week gap for the Super Bowl for the press and everybody mm-hmm. to get all excited over nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Super Bowl, even that, the numbers have fallen drastically for the ads on it. And even the following, because over the last 6 years, while this whole collapse of their brand with the Black Lives Matter and mm-hmm. paid, you know,
that hurt everyone. That hurt everybody.
It hurt everyone, including a lot of people's interest in watching it. And mm-hmm. and I think that signals something that a lot of these brands are missing globally. People don't want to hear this crap, mm-hmm. this negative crap on basketball, baseball, or football mm-hmm. from America watching their sports, because sports is supposed to be entertainment. It's not supposed to be mm-hmm. political. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people, you know, like the numbers down on the Emmy, you know, awards and all these award shows, because it's all political, and people just, they want to be entertained. They don't want crap, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Now every sports franchise lost doing the Black Lives Matter and the political correctness stuff on the jerseys
on the ground,
the field, and everywhere
on
else.
The ground for the national anthem. I mean,
that sucks. So that turned a lot of people off, and I think a lot of people are still turned off by that. A lot of people don't want to watch because they think that's still going on. I guess I don't know, but at least it's not reported if it's going on. So I don't know.
Anyway. Well, the interesting aspect of all of this is when you're in an industry, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, it can only be relevant to billionaires. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's a thing called an insurance derivative. What this is, it's an unregulated industry. So a person, anyone, you know, but the standard is at least $100 million. Mm-hmm. they can go to an insurance company and get and give them $100 million for 10 to 20 years. And that insurance company will guarantee them a 20 to 30% return. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a billionaire in, you know, in the last 30 years, and I want to sign a $28 million contract with someone, I put $1 billion with an insurance company because I got lots of billions.
Sure.
And yeah. I'm going to make, you know, $20 billion over, mm-hmm. I mean, a year, 20% a mm-hmm. year. So I'm going to make $20 billion a, or $20 million a year on that to pay the guy. Yeah. So, you sure. know, that's how they paid all these salaries up front. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, they were getting the back end like we're talking about, you know, with revenues yep. And other stuff. But the bottom line was that this generated all kinds of tax write-offs for billionaires that own mm-hmm. football teams because of, yeah. You know, the cost of, you know, paying these big salaries. So, yeah, the golden age of the $20, $30, $40 million contract, it's gone, baby. Too many players out there to replace them. The advertising revenues are dropping. Streaming mm-hmm. will not work. And they ruined the brand. That's a long list of bad things.
Patrick Mahomes is the one Kansas City quarterback.
That guy is, and he's a nice guy. Good looking.
Yeah.
You know, he's an average looking guy. He's not the Brady. I mean, this week when they were talking about Brady on Sunday, I think it was Sunday Night Football, right? And you know, he's having problems with his wife because he went back to football. Well, give me an effing break, you know, like what? Really? You're going to get upset
more than he does,
making you not just no, but not anymore. Yeah. But she did it one time.
Yeah, now, I think Mahomes just married his high school sweetheart. I don't know.
Of course he did. He's the all-American guy. I mean, that's
he is.
Well, and it was great. You know, it was great because he saved Kansas City. They finally won the Super Bowl again.
Oh yeah.
And they have a great coach. He's got some great receivers. Some of these guys, I mean, they know he'll throw. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of these throws, it's like fly fishing for me.
Yeah.
Because if you're fly fishing on a stream, not a river, but a stream, and you got to try to get to a hole with bushes behind you, you know, and you're rolled spinning. You know, to a certain spot, you know, that's what a quarterback's got to do. Like, and this guy does it all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's why you can't bring in two or three different guys. You know, that's why they have a guy that talented.
Why would you? I'm talking generally and for cost reasons.
Well, it's for every position. You got to have the best possible guy on the line in every position, just like you do.
I watched Prescott play for the Cowboys. Again, another terrible game. He's been there for seven years. And, you know, the guy can't throw. He can barely hand the ball off. And he couldn't run. Mahomes can do it all. He can run for touchdowns or first downs. He can he can pass. The guy's physically.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's hard to beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to give Brady credit, though, for being the 199th player taken in his draft. He's made that pretty well.
That's history. You know, he's great. So is Manning. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of other great football. Sure. I mean, I still think the greatest quarterback of all times is Bart Starr. You mean he just was. I mean, to me, my hero. So
okay.
What can I say?
Yeah. Well,
I don't go on stats. You know, stats are ridiculous. It's like this thing about baseball. You know, His batting average is 1.2. Oh, if it's over 2, meaning out of 10 times at bat, he might hit the ball. If it's over 2, he's really a great player. And, oh, my God, if it's 2.5, he's incredible. He's like Babe Ruth. Really? 25% of the time you hit the ball and you're a great player?
What other time when you fail 70% of the time do you get in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and it's
name
like,
another sport.
You know, basketball. You know, basketball is a game of plays, really, but it's a shared game. It's a team sport.
Regrettably, the
great basketball players of all time were all narcissistic. I'm going to do it mine on my own because I'm so great. I mean, yes, Jordan was an amazing man. The stuff he could do while suspended in air. He looked like a trapeze artist in the circus.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's an alien. He's an alien. He's not from here.
Whatever he is, you know. But then you have the other guys on the Bull team, Rodham, you know, with all the piercings and, you know, makeup.
Yeah, Rodman and with Rodman and Pippen, it's pretty hard not to get six championships. You got Jordan Payton. Those guys, yeah.
I'll tell you, one of the big wins for basketball was, I don't remember what decade it was, maybe you do. But remember when they started shattering the glass hanging off the basketball hoop, you know, after they put it in, and then they started shattering it. You know, everybody went and watched basketball, whether they knew anything about it or not, just to see that happen. You know, it's like someone getting in a wreck at a car race.
Yeah, you got to do it. Well, I got a comment for you, Shane. That's obviously not for me. So Sammy's hot for you, man. She's like,
thank you, baby. You're very kind, and I appreciate it. I try very hard to always look nice, you know, and have a clean shirt on. I shave.
That's him.
Do my hair. Yeah, I'm very, very conscious of, you know, being live, because this is, and it's a program. Yeah. I mean, we're in our own studio, and the great one, the Eagle Man, director, producer, editor. I mean, he does it all, Sandy. Yeah. So the show is here because of him. I'm just amused. I'm a fly on the wall, but I try to do the best I can for all of you.
There you are. All right, man. All right. Well, I'm sure Sandy appreciates you very much, as do I. So happy to have you here. So, all right. Let's see, Shane. Let me get over here. We got any final thoughts we want to pass along here, streaming or the future of the NFL or whatever?
Do you have a call yet for the Super Bowl guy this year? What team? I'm going with Kansas City.
Yeah, I think Kansas City will repeat. Boy, it's hard to say this early in the season. There are teams that are, you know, usually always there or always in the, you know, in the playoffs, some of the big city teams, but it's a little early to predict. But Kansas City, they got everybody back. They're not rebuilding. They're in pretty good shape. So I would agree.
Oh, by the way, I have one added comment. When I watched the Monday night game between Denver and Seattle in Seattle, I just a personal observant, I do not like the referees calling a game. Okay, meaning the penalties against Denver on Monday night were beyond ridiculous. Okay, in fact, there were some calls were so bad they didn't replay them to show them to you. That's how bad they were. So you know, we saw this 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Remember?
Oh yeah, look at the playoff game where the the Saints lost it by a bad call on the last play, something like that.
And a lot of people think, you know, that Brady won a lot of his, you know, 7 Super Bowls because of the refs. And you know, you look back at it, and it's true. I mean, I watched a lot of these games. Probably most, if not all of them, because I did.
Well, what's your solution to not having refs on the field? I mean, you got to have somebody there or some way to, you know, they're talking about.
With real-time video I think you should. It's like hockey. I don't think you need an umpire. I think you need linemen. I think you need people to take care of, you know, the yardage marker and all that. Because I'm sorry, Tom, you look at any replay of a running back that there was no penalty on, right? Like Dylan. Mm-hmm. And you look, there's holding going on every single play. I mean,
there's holding on every play. Yeah, it's just whether or not it's blatant or not.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, go with AI, artificial intelligence will replace the umpire and the refs. But the, I don't know what they'll call them, the line judges. They should keep the line judges. They keep the,
judge, line judge, field judge, umpire, and referee.
The hell out of how many games have been lost because a referee's too old and didn't get out of the way, you know, interfered with a play? You know, no, you know, that camera they have, the Zoom camera on the wire was incredible. But now you watch these games and a lot, they have drones, you know, all over this, you know, flying around. They got four or five drones up there now. And
They got a lot of views. Was the knee down? Did the ball come loose before the knee came down and all that kind of stuff? Right. You know, I mean, they were able to see all that stuff.
And I you know, I was always impressed with one thing that you mentioned because you brought it up. Remember back about 10, 20 years ago, whenever it was, when they had that little camera in baseball on home plate to let you see what kind of a pitch it really was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was clear the umpire couldn't see very well. They only used it for like two seasons because it called out the umpire. You know, they didn't do a good job. And so, I for the benefit of the fans and for the benefit of the game, although I don't know, advertisers like the game to run 3 hours. But, it's only an hour game. It's only an hour game. I'll give you 2 hours. I don't know. I don't want three with the ads. I'm sorry.
Well,
if I'm paying for it on streaming, no ads. Yeah. I don't want any ads. Don't ask me to pay for this twice.
Well, I did the research on this. The actual playing time in a 3 hour game is 11 minutes, Shane. That's 11 minutes of actual action where players are doing something in
that's
three
right,
hours,
because,
11
yeah,
minutes.
That's right, because the clock doesn't stop, you know, and the clock should. At the end of every play, the clock should stop. Just stop. And it's 1 hour.
Well, then you'd be 4 hours. You'd be 4 hours. The clock stopped.
I'm talking get rid of the refs, and, you know, the guys doing the yardage thing, you know, they're the ones that run in and drop the ball down. You don't need a umpire to do that. I think the refs take up, you know, an hour, right?
Well, they may. Yeah, that's entirely possible. But, it depends, you know, by the time they huddle for, you know, they got 30 seconds to get a playoff. And many times it goes down to the bare minimum, the one.
Well, that's
one
what happened on Monday
left.
Night with
two delay idiot, of the games.
That idiot guy from Seattle that Denver picked up, seven penalties for running out of time. I mean, like the guy won a Super Bowl. He was incredible football player in Seattle, and he comes to Denver and he can't watch it. Do you know how big the time clock is?
It's by the goalpost there.
6 feet by 6 feet. I've been there. I've seen them. It's six.
No, you can't miss it. You can't miss
feet.
It.
He can't. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us today. We've pretty much beat up the NFL.
Yeah, we're better
than
any of those sports guys on
sports
ESPN.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all sad and stupid, man.
Yeah. I'm going to send this off. I'll send this off to ESPN.
If they want some guys to really talk on TV and, you know, talk a show, you know, they should have you or me. Come on.
There you are. All right. Hey, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, Patreon down below. There's a description. We'll do a lot of great things for you if you support us monetarily. And don't forget to check out our links below. We write on medium.com. So be sure and check that out because you'll see some interesting stuff over there that we write about. So don't forget to go over and do that. And let's see, comments. What do we got here? Linda, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thank you so much. Bruce says, who's watching the NFL? How is advertising sales? We covered that, I believe, with all the kneeling and going on. And they've all been absent. We talked about that earlier. So, a lot to think about. We'll watch, and as you will, where this goes, because we don't know. I don't know the NFL does either.
Yeah, that's right. When you look at this new LA stadium, supposed to take to build it in four, took six, and it was going to be 1.2, ended up being 4.1 billion.
Oh,
it's 90 feet. You know, it's in California, in LA, and it's underground, 90 feet below. That's a nine-story building below the ground in an earthquake zone. by the ocean. Why I not, mean, huh? what a disaster movie that would make.
There we go. Well, I guess they're not taking climate change into effect.
No, they're not.
They're not looking at it. So,
how do you build a stadium? Yeah, how do you build a stadium that's, you know, 50 miles or whatever it is, or 20 miles or 10 from the ocean, you know, 90 feet below sea level, and they're talking about global warming and, you know.
I know. Yeah.
I got.
Well, maybe they can hold boat races there.
Yeah, that's good. I like
those high speed races.
The big laugh about that this week was DeSantis 2 days ago flying in by private jet. He flew, illegal immigrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard. That was great.
Well, they also flew them to Kamala's home. 100 of them are by bus. That was my this morning. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great show from Sandy, even though I hate football. Well, Sandy, we don't always do football, so come back on Tuesday, and we will have another great show for you on some other worldly topic. Also, I got to remind you, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we're on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, KMMSAM.com. And all you got to do is click listen now. Nothing to join, no signups, no email needed. All you do is click and listen, and it's just that good. Our past shows, if you missed any of them or missed part of this, it will be up shortly, and you can get those also at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over there to where we are. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks, Shane, for being here. Thanks for all the information.
Thank you, Eagle Man.
And we will talk to you on the radio on Saturday, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com. Be
it's
there.
Global, baby, on your computer, on your cell phone. So, we got a global show here.
It's everywhere. I mean, they're listening to it in outer space, probably. Some foreign people they're saying, we're not going to that planet. Scratch that off. If these two are indications of the human race, we're out of here.
No. They're saying we don't need to. They've got these guys. They've got everything. They know what's going on.
They've got everything they need. Yeah.
They don't need to give any more advice. They've already given us enough advice.
That's right. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for the comments, and thanks for being here. And we will see you on next Tuesday with our regular scheduled podcast. And we'll talk to you on the radio on Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Bye for now.